Blog Talk Radio.
Of the praise. You mean to tell me I've been praying all this time, thinking on mute? But Father, we bless you again and glorify you. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, may not go back all over the things that were said already concerning our purpose and mission, glory to God, as believers, that we will stand in the gap for those, glory to God, that need a Savior, need to be delivered, for those, glory to God, of our government, our president, of all of our, glory to gospel leaders, and pray for the body of Christ. We pray for those that are prison bound and those, glory to God, that need forgiveness from Jesus, glory to God, because they never knew him, learned to know that he loves them and want to deliver them. We pray, glory to God, for to inspire, to encourage, and to strengthen others to the maximum, glory to God, capacity of the knowledge of Christ and seeking to put Jesus, put God's love in action. And God, we pray for restoration, transformation, and to contribute, glory to God, in any way, through the word and through deeds and whatever love, glory to God, God has given us to use these gifts that he's given us and these talents to bring people to Christ and understanding, and for, glory to God, people to have a good quality of life. We just pray, glory to God, for our youth and families all around the nation. We pray, glory to God, for people learning to be able to submit and commit to God that are saved and born again, because we can be born again and still not yield unto the Spirit of the Lord. You said yielding to temptation is sin. But, you know, we know that the gift of God is eternal life, but the wages of sin is death. We pray and choose life. We pray, glory to God, that God continue to bless us, to have faith in him and trust and believe and walk by faith, not by sight, having the patience, glory to God, to wait on the Lord as we obey him. Help us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise God. Can't believe I was on mute for the first 3 or 4 minutes. I'm just speaking the word about prayers. But nevertheless, we thank God we're open the line and recognize when a couple of drops that, wait a minute, are they hearing music or are they hearing me? But nevertheless, we praise God and pray more so as we pray and we preach and minister the word, that people don't hear us, but they will hear the Spirit of the Lord through us in the name of Jesus. As we greet you again in Jesus' name with divine connection, welcome. Glory to God. Thank God again for that word so powerful through Pastor Betty. Glory to God. Last night delivering the message of the bread of life. We praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We've got to stand and trust God. When we did all the stand there for. Amen. Bless God. Praise God. I bless the Lord for this new day that he's given unto us. Praise the Lord. We may be able to say a little few inserts on Pastor Betty a little bit later, but right now we're going to prepare ourselves for a scripture reading, and then we'll be praying, and it's to be strong in the grace of Christ Jesus. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Not in your own strength, but in the grace of God. A couple of scripture readings that will come from Isaiah 43. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, starting at the second verse, they shall not overtake thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel. Thy Savior, I have Egypt and for thy ransom in Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee, therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. Praise the Lord. And the other scripture was Jeremiah 33:3. Call upon me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Praise his holy name. Father, we do honor you tonight and give you glory. Praise the Lord for your word. Thank you for your promises and the blessings of the Lord that addeth rich and maketh no sorrow. We thank you, God, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for you loving us so much that you gave your life. The Father gave his only Son. Glory to God. And the Son gave his life and sacrifice on our behalf. Glory to God. All the suffering that he went through, glory to God. So we, glory to God, can be connected back. We can be restored back. We can be redeemed back to the Father in the name of Jesus. A clean slate to start with. So what, as he said on the cross, it is finished. Hallelujah. So it's up to us, glory to God, to make our mind choose you to say who you still serve. God, help us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Jesus, that you are on the right hand of the Father now, making intercessions on our behalf. We thank you that you are our advocate, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. God, we come with the spirit of thanksgiving and the attitude of gratitude, even with the midst of the challenge and this various circumstances and situations that go on around us. You said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, Jesus, for being so good to us. Thank you, Lord God, for being so merciful. Thank you, Lord, for being so kind to us. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for the open doors, glory to God. And what doors you open, no man can close. And what doors you close, no man can open. Thank you, Lord, glory to God, that we can call upon you with faith to know that you will answer us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for being able to show us great and mighty things. Help us to have the faith to believe, to receive whatever you're saying at face value. Oh, because you're a God that cannot lie, and your word, when it go out, it will accomplish everything that you set it out to do. In the name of Jesus, great is thy faithfulness. God, as we seek you, glory to God, help us never regret seeking the Lord. He is so good and so faithful and so true. Oh, God, help us to get excited with anticipation of expectancy on a daily basis of the work of the kingdom of God and being a part of the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, so we bless you, glory to God, for the promises. We thank you, Lord God, for the blessings. We thank you even for the chastisement, because if we really love you, we ought to be able to receive the chastisement of you, because you say you chastise those that you love. God, we praise you, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God for all that you do every day. And we thank you, Lord God. We cannot, glory to God, move forward in life to please you in our flesh. The only thing going to please you is faith. And that's what you said, glory to God. Hallelujah. When we diligently seek you, then you'll reward us. God, we thank you, Lord God, as we humble ourselves before you. You said if we humble ourselves, glory to God, before you do the exalting. God, and you said if we exalt ourselves, you'll bring us down a base in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to know that you didn't say, you didn't tell us, glory to God, Lord, you humble me. You said humble yourself, because we don't want you to have to humble. Lord, there's more chastisement and more, glory to God, trials and more things we have to suffer through if we can't humble ourselves and submit ourselves and commit ourselves to your will and to your way. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the new thing that you're doing in our lives. As we open our eyes, glory to God, to see, hallelujah, your will in your way, in the word. God, hallelujah, we fall in love with you and really love you. It won't be hard to submit and do what you say to tell us to do. You say the way of the transgressor is hard. Your commandments are not grievous. You say, glory to God, if you love me, keep my commandments. In the name of Jesus, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not my saying? Oh, God, as the word went forth last night telling us more and more how we need to trust the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When we trust God, we got to know that we can't lean to our own understanding. We got to be, glory to God, focused on doing what the Lord says. Hallelujah. His will and his way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You teaching us how to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. The devil, glory to God, came to kill, steal, and destroy, but you came to give us that life and life more abundant. We know in these last days, hallelujah, there's itching ears. There's people, glory to God, all about being lovers of them. Of themselves and of the flesh, glory to God. Hallelujah, more than lovers of God. We got to be to a place that we have our light shining so bright. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Men don't want to come to the light because they show up their deeds, but our light should be so bright, glory to God. Hallelujah, that it shines so that it'll bring, glory to God, hallelujah, a light on sin, and it causes people's lives, the way we live, lifting up the name of Jesus to cause them to want to change and turn around. Oh, God, but we got to make sure our life, glory to God, is not working a work, glory to God, of iniquity, doing things, glory to God, contrary to the will. One minute, the next minute, we're back over into the rim, glory to God, want to say we're lifting up holy hands. God, help us to know we got to be consistent in this work for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I thank you for healing power. I thank you for deliverance power. I thank you for saving power. Glory to God, coming out of your word, coming out of glory to God, your promises. Oh, if men would only turn from their sins and turn, glory to God, to exchange, glory to God, their garments of glory to God of heaviness and the garment, glory to God, of sin, to take on the garment, hallelujah, of righteousness. In the name of Jesus, where we come right standing with God, because, glory to God, all righteousness is of him. And when we take on him, glory to God, it's going to make all the difference, hallelujah, from the life that we were living to the life that, glory to God, hallelujah, that God is bringing us into, to be his warriors, to be his, glory to God, disciples. So, God, I pray right now for the body that we will seek the Lord. Hallelujah. You say if we seek you, you will find you. God, I'm praying, glory to God, that we will be encouraged and encourage others. And, God, that we will be, glory to God, sincere, glory to God, witness in the land in the name of Jesus. God, there's so much darkness going on. There's so much, glory to God, unrest and so much, glory to God, destruction, so much confusion and chaos, so much sickness and disease. But God, you didn't bring it. It's the devil, glory to God, it's about destroying. But God, you told us, glory to God, that the harvest is plentiful and the labors are few. Go ye therefore and teach on it. You told us to go out in the hedges and pile and the highway. You told us, glory to God, to be that light. You told us to be the salt of the earth. God, help us to know, glory to God, you telling us to be that witness. We're supposed to be Jesus, glory to God, here in the earth realm through our life living as taking on you, God. Help us, glory to God, to know that you give us power to bind and to loose. God, all this sickness that's going on, hallelujah, we may not be eradicate all the stuff that's going on that the devil is doing. You said some things are going to go on in these last days, but you still told us to work while it's day, because when night comes, no man can work. We have an assignment in the earth realm. God, help us to get our eyes off of man and get our eyes off the television and get our eyes off of all the stuff our ears are hearing and what our eyes are seeing and walking in the five senses. God, help us to good, glory to God. We're going to walk in the fivefold something. Let it be the fivefold ministry. Let us be about, glory to God, kingdom business. Help us to speak what God's word is saying, decree and declare, glory to God, because we are already defeated. We start coming in, talking about what the devil doing, what man say, what feeling saying, whatever. Oh, the devil is having a field day, because you're already, glory to God, agreeing with him. We'd agree with the word of God. We'd agree with the promises of the Lord. We'd agree, glory to God, what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. So, God, we're asking you, Lord, to help us now to really focus on this, especially in these last days and in this pandemic, and there's more to come after this. And we get stable, glory to God, and rooted in the gospel. We'll be just like what the tree planted by the rivers of water, that we shall not be moved. Hallelujah. We'll be like that palm tree. Our sister, our pastor, was talking last night, Pastor Betty, about the palm tree, glory to God, when the storms come, it bends all the way down, glory to God, to the ground, and glory to God is able to rise back up when the storm is up, because its roots are growing deeper and deeper even through the storm. Help us, glory to God, hallelujah, to be in that place that we get so rooted in God's word when trials and tribulations and things that he already told us going to come. He said, be of good cheer, because he's already overcoming. He is on the inside of us, and he's greater than us, greater than the thing that's after us, and which is Satan and his cohorts. Help us, glory to God, to be to the plan. We stand on his word. We won't move by what we hear and what we see, because we are walking by faith and not by sight. If we're in that place and get our minds renewed and don't ever think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, it's too much work to be done. In the name of Jesus, the enemy got an all-out attack, glory to God, on the body of Christ, on the ones that are speaking truth and walking in truth and, glory to God, about kingdom business and making, glory to God, progress and seeing people's lives change and being able to be that witness. Ah, glory to God. So therefore, to think it not strange of the fiery dots that come up against us in the name of Jesus, as though something strange thing happened, because you told us it would, but you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You'll turn these things around for our good and work it for our good when the enemy meant it for evil. So God, I'm praying for the body. I'm praying for us. I'm praying for strength. I'm praying for courage. I'm praying for enlightenment. I'm praying, glory to God, that we'll wake up and not sleep so much, glory to God. And that's not the natural sleep. This is that sleep, glory to God, of that slumber. And he said, be alert. Hallelujah. Be alert, because that devil comes, glory to God, like a roaring lion. And as my sister was talking about how he grabs you, glory to God, and your teeth, he's trying to shake you loose from the things of God. Help us to be true to God, so that even when the lions come, we'll be in opposition, and he can't come to devour us. We'll recognize him and bind him and loose him from his assignment. And if anything does come, glory to God, up under that radar, then glory to God, we know God got a purpose. What is he saying? What is he allowing? What is he doing? But God, help us, glory to God, to know there's sometimes trials and things that come against us, and everything is not about sin. Sometimes it's for God to get some glory. Hallelujah. And other times it is for an awakening, for a place that we need to get in. Ah, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray right now for us, so that way, glory to God, we can be on our post. As the prayers was going even earlier today with Pastor Mitchell, minister, they were praying about the men, praying, and going to continue to pray, glory to God, this week, glory to God, because we need our men, glory to God, and our young men and our young boys and stuff like this to know Jesus and to know who he is, and not only just for that, but even the believers to be that light and to be steadfast and not to be caught up, glory to God, hallelujah, swaying here and there, how to treat their wives, how to treat their children, provoke not their children to wrath. Oh, God, we pray for the unbelieving, glory to God, men. Well, they might have been going through some trauma and some tragedies and some things and felt, glory to God, helpless, hopeless, and certain things have gone on in their lives that caused them to be bitter or frustrated or agitated. God, help us to pray our men so we won't be sitting up in the church with glory to God, a church may have 200 people in it, and out of the 200, we may have 50 men. Glory to God, if you have a church, glory to God, got 1,500 in it, glory to God, 500 may be just the men, and the rest of them is women. God, we need to pray, glory to God, for our brethren, glory to God, that even in the gospel, glory to God, that sometimes they're not, glory to God, true to the gospel. They hadn't totally surrendered all, but I pray for those that are standing, that there'll be a light, and there'll be a beacon light, and there'll be an encouragement, there'll be glory to God, brethren, that glory to God will be mentors, God, that pray one for another. Help the wives, glory to God, hallelujah, to be the encouragement, to be the light, not to be the floor mat, in the name of Jesus. God is so much to pray for, no matter what we look at, and even what the enemy is trying to do with our youth, and how he's trying to to tear them off the path if they are trying to walk right. And other ones go out there, have no idea really what walking right is, because they may not have it at home. They may not be getting it at school, and go out, and maybe some tragedies and different things going on around their life. Maybe some incest going on, maybe some abuse that's going on, maybe some other things, or people making them feel like they're less than. Oh, glory to God, we have to be careful as parents, as careful, glory to God, people that's supposed to be in ministry, and others, glory to God, and instructors that's supposed to be, glory to God, teaching our children. Sometimes some of the things the enemy is doing is using them against, glory to God, our youth. And other times we just have a hard-headed, rebellious, stubborn child, no matter what, God. We got to pray for them and those yokes to be destroyed. We pray for those that are young people that are trying to live holy, trying to live right, trying to, glory to God, carry the torch. And others, glory to God, they may be morally good, but some things may be taking them off track to keep them from coming to God. We're praying, glory to God, for you to bless and deliver, set free. There's a tent out on them as well as on us, but it's a target, glory to God, against our youth. God, help us not take it for granted, and help us not to look, glory to God, all because their pants was down. Yep, oh, that's the issue. Sometimes, glory to God, they may be saying their language is not with us, but God, as we pray and pray, some you can reach by actually being able to witness to, but we got to be able to know that God say something or do something or whatever. But prayer can always go on in the name of Jesus. And we pray for those that are reaching them, glory to God, through the streets, those that are mentors to them, those that, glory to God, are finding ways to reach out, because everybody got have different types of ministry. Ah, God, so we can't cross the line and try to do something out of copycat. We got to have that anointing. But all of us have anointing. Hallelujah to love. Anointing, glory to God, to pray if we in Christ Jesus as disciples. So, God, we just have, glory to God, so much to pray for. But nevertheless, those things that we can cover, God, we are praying for those that are sick, glory to God, those are hurting, those are going through COVID, those, glory to God, the medical field, those, glory to God, that may be cleaning and maintenance and distributing things by, glory to God, being able to travel with whatever things don't always have to be medical. It can be food. It can be whatever. We are praying, glory, in this time that we will not get back into that lockdown. But, God, we are praying for eyes to come open, ears to come open, come against this mass confusion in the land. Mass confusion, glory to God. Don't wear a mask, and I don't want to take a shot. Do this, do that, do the whatever. We plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, you even told us to obey the laws of the land. So much rebellion. And what examples are some of these parents showing their children? Some leaders also, what they're showing over there. God, we're asking you, Lord God, to touch the minds of people that are rebellion and stubborn and determined not go over to God to do what's right by you. And some, go over to God, are caught up in the snare that are believers. Glory to God is swaying, glory to God, across the fence, allowing the enemy to manipulate their minds, sleeping, glory to God. I'll jump up, glory to God, like Peter did. Hallelujah. And God, Jesus told him, glory to God, to pray. Why don't you watch and pray, glory to God? Hallelujah. Sleeping. So when time to get up, glory to God, thank God if you want to defend his master. But glory to God, if you did it the way God wanted and did what he said in prayer, we won't be so quick. You say quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. God, we ask you, Lord, to help. It's so much. But God, we thank you for the mercy. Thank you for the grace. Thank you for the people that's on the wall. Thank you for those that are standing. We're praying more laborers in the vineyard. We're praying, glory to God, more love to be manifested. Not just holding a post, glory to God, but hold a post with love. Hold a post, glory to God, with forgiveness. Hold a post with patience. Hold a post, glory to God, with endurance. Hold a place, glory to God, even though you're ridiculed, ostracized, criticized. Jesus went through so we can go through. Greater is he on the inside of us. Help us to be led by the Spirit and not grieving, overriding. One minute we're walking in love and showing our teeth and glory to God, bless the Lord, praise the Lord. If somebody, glory to God, say something or do something wrong, all of a sudden, glory to God, we got things then. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I pray, glory to God, against all this bloodshed, glory to God, and war, and it's rolling in the streets like water. Oh, even unforgiveness is too good. We are praying for change and against prejudice and all these other evil forces that the enemy has put in the minds of people. But God, oh, we're going to call upon your name and believe you by faith. You're going to answer. Oh, God, thank you that people are still being saved. They're being healed, sin being delivered. Thank you for the praise reports we're hearing. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, it needs to be on a mass scale. But thank God, glory to God, it's going to continue to grow. Thank you for restoring and restoration. We thank you, Lord God, for an awakening. Thank you, Lord God, for still blessing people, glory to God, in spite of the pandemic, in spite of the things that are going on in the economy. You're still blessing your people with getting cars and houses and lands and promotions. Oh, glory to God, and homes, glory to God, being healed, and husbands and wives coming together, glory to God, and reasoning, and glory to God, forgiveness, and coming out of sin, glory to God, into out of the darkness and coming into the light. We still thank you that it's been praying, glory to God, and we're learning to stop portraying one another in the Christ. Hallelujah. We're praying, glory to God, for an awakening that we can reach others and we'll be lights, glory to God. And when people see us in the challenging time as well as the happy times, they can be able to see the light of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Satan, we serve notice on you and all your courts, every set of traps there, every foul and unclean spirit, everything you have plotted and planned, glory to God, to keep us, glory to God. Hallelujah, out of victory, it's going to be eradicated, dismantled, and we pray that you will go back to the dry place in which you came. We know there will be a challenge, glory to God, but greater is he, glory to God, that we stand on his word and his promise and help us to wait on the Lord as we are walking through this and doing his will, glory to God, that he promised, it shall come to pass. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Praise the Lord. We're going to have Mother Willette open us in a prayer. After that, we'll have Pastor Bird. And then after Pastor Bird, it'll be Mother McCormick. And then Brother Black. Praise the Lord. Amen. In that order. Oh, Brother Willette is not on the line? Okay, I saw her number.
Can you hear me?
No, I didn't hear you, but I hear you now.
Oh.
I hear you now.
Okay, well, I didn't hear it. I'm used to hearing it say unmuted, but I didn't hear it say unmuted. Okay.
Oh, well, it was unmuted over here. Okay. Praise God. It's all as well.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Giving all honor and praise to God, I just thank and praise God for a brand new day. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, we first of all say thank you so much for letting us see another day. Thank you so much for what you already have done and what you are doing. Thank you for the prayer of Minister BJ. Praise God. Hallelujah. We give you glory, honor, and praise, and we touch and agree with her prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Father, I thank you so much that you are still the I am that I am. Hallelujah. You are a good God, a faithful God, a just God. Hallelujah. Don't make no difference what you're going through. Glory be to God. Since you are for us, you're working situations out for our good. So I humbly bow before your presence. I thank you for your presence. The scripture teaches, Father, that because you are at our right hand, we shall not be moved. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, in agreement with Pastor BJ on the message last night. I thank you, Lord God, that we are standing for you, Jesus, hallelujah. I thank you that we are trusting in you, dear God, hallelujah. We're not going to lean not into our own understanding, but in all of our ways, we want to always acknowledge you, Father God. Hallelujah. And we pray, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you, Lord God, that people get the message, Lord God, that when we come to pray, we're coming to pray not to just anybody, not to a whatnot on a shelf, but, God, we're praying to the living God. Hallelujah, the El Shaddai, the one who's the all-sufficient one. Glory be to God. We thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. I thank you for life. I thank you for health. I thank you for our strength. I thank you for the sword of the Spirit, your word. Hallelujah, with your anointing. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're able to do, Lord God, exceeding abundant above all that we ask. And I thank you for the power of your word. You said if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will. And as long as it's in accordance with your will for our life, according to 1 John, the 5th chapter, Lord God, we know you hear us and we know we have the petitions that we're asking of you because we're not asking for foolish things. But God, we're standing and interceding, Lord God, on behalf of others. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so much. Hallelujah, Lord God. I lift up my hands in exhortation to you. Hallelujah. I praise you this evening. I worship you, and I give you the honor that only you are due, not unto us, Lord God, but unto you. We give all glory, honor, and praise. Yes, God, you're working it out. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We can trust you. Hallelujah, because you are a faithful God. You're still the I am that I am. Yes, you are, Lord God. Yes, you are. I agree. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord God, that you will recompense, Lord God, those that trouble us, Lord God. You're going to righteously recompense tribulation to the ones that trouble us. And I pray, God, hallelujah, that you deal with the enemy, Lord God. We're not made to be able to see him, but we know he's kicking up a dust and trying to distract people and get people to doubt, hallelujah, what your word says. But, God, we're standing on your promise because we know that even when heaven and earth pass away, because you said you're going to make a new heaven and a new earth, hallelujah, your word is going to stand. So it's best to invest. Hallelujah. In your word, you are your word, glory be to God. And your word is quick and powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword. So, Father, we thank you, and we're going to let you deal with the darkness, with the wickedness and the evil. And the scripture said, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. And I'm praying for that, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm praying that the people of God, hallelujah, the leaders in the body of Christ will begin to shine, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, and preach what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. reminding ourselves of what you said in Isaiah 61, where the Spirit of the Lord God, not just upon Jesus, but on the believers, glory be to God. And you've anointed us, hallelujah, glory be to God, to preach, hallelujah, to teach, hallelujah, to preach good tidings to the meek. Somebody need to hear what thus saith the Lord, hallelujah. So, Father, we seek your will and your divine, hallelujah, purpose, Lord God, today. And we pray, oh God, that the hearers will begin to hear and live in the name of Jesus. They will hear the word of God and turn from every way that's not of you. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray, God, that the word of God will reach the soul of man, will begin to, Lord God, cause a change to take place in man's life in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that your word is the word go forth, Father God. The hearers will hear the word of God and not just live, but they'll be living what Jesus said, I came that you might have life and life to the full, glory be to God. And God, I thank you, Lord God, I pray that they will live life to the full in the name of Jesus. They'll receive, glory be to God, what you've already given us, that which pertains to life and godliness, hallelujah. So we have, hallelujah, good health. We have strength. We have a good sound mind, hallelujah. We shall live and not die, hallelujah. No weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Every tongue that rises against us, you shall condemn in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. I thank you, Father God, for Jesus. Jesus, I love you. I thank you for what you've already done, for with your stripes, the suffering that you took, hallelujah, is so that we can walk in victory in Christ Jesus. Yes, if I bump my toe, I expect to feel some pain, but it better not last a long time in the name of Jesus. I bind it up and I rebuke it in Christ Jesus' name because I receive the fullness of life that you gave us, hallelujah, when you went to the cross for us, Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you so much. I bless you. I praise you. Lord, I just worship you because you're so worthy. Lord, I know it may be a lot of things going on, but I bind up the demon of distraction. I bind up Ayarobo Sheke. You said in Matthew 8:18, praise God, in verse 18, where, Lord God, whatever we bind here on earth, glory be to God, you are binding in heaven. What we loose here, glory be to God, you're loosing in heaven. And you said where the next verse, verse 19, praise God, Matthew 18 and 19, Lord God, you said where two or three here on earth asking anything in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you hear us first of all, and you will, Lord God, do it in the name of Jesus. And John 16, 23 and 24, you want to do it. Why? So that our joy will be full in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. I bless you. Like I said, Lord God, I bind up distractions and I rebuke them right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for eyes to see from your perspective. I thank you for a mind like the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for walking, hallelujah, and the strength of the Holy Ghost, glory be to God. God, I thank you so much because you are so good. You're not a figment of my imagination, and I know that you're real, hallelujah. I pray, God, that you'll manifest yourself to those, Lord God, who have not yet, Lord God, surrendered their life to the Lord Jesus, for they need the Lord, Lord God. People are so, Lord God, deceived on the earth today, they have no idea what they are surrendering to. But, God, I pray that the truth will spread like a wildfire. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that your word of truth will go forward. I pray that the leaders, the people, the servants of God, wherever they begin to shine, hallelujah, sometimes they don't have to say a word, dear God, but let your anointing, I don't know, Boshake, yes, in their life, cause somebody to say, you know what, I need to make some change. And the only change I can make that's going to help me is to surrender to the Lord Jesus. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, I pray in the name of Jesus for people everywhere, not just my family, but my friends, my neighbors, Lord God, the children, in the name of Jesus, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh, Lord God, according to the prayer, hallelujah, Lord, that you, Lord God, allow your the sword of the Spirit to begin to go forward, even as we pray. Go, let the sword of the Spirit go forth with your anointing to do what? To break up the yoke of every bondage and to annihilate it. What a yoke of bondages, the bondages of sin, the bondages of wickedness and evil, the bondages of strongholds and addictions. People are trapped. They, and the enemy makes them believe that there is no escape. They are in this web of delusion, believing that they can just do whatever they want to, and God does not see. But the devil is a liar. I pray, Father God, that you bring people to a right mind in the name of Jesus. God, and I believe with all of my heart, you put it down on the inside of every person that's born to know the difference between what's right and wrong in the name of Jesus. So I pray, God, the sword of the Spirit will begin to go forth and destroy the yoke of every bondage that's trying to keep people enslaved to unrighteousness, to keep people enslaved to those things, Lord God, that's displeasing to you. I pray that people, Lord God, will wake up and say, you know what? I need to do my part to do what's right on earth, to set an example for somebody else in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I pray, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you give us liberty and freedom from all of this sickness, because Jesus has already handled the sickness and the sin. If somebody surrendered to the Lord, they can get set free, because the last time I checked, when you check in Isaiah 61, Jesus came to set the captive free. Hallelujah. And he taught us, hallelujah, as we preach, hallelujah, we can proclaim liberty to the captives. What are they captive to? Captive to that thing that's interfering with their walk with God. Have mercy, Lord God, and bring about a strong deliverance. We pray, oh God, hallelujah, for deliverance, hallelujah, freedom and liberty from sickness, disease, Lord God, pain and suffering. We pray, God, that you heal up, Lord God, surgical wounds. Open up the blinded eyes in Christ Jesus' name. God, we pray that you loose them that have been bound even by those generational curses. We pray the sword of the Spirit will go forth and loose people that have been still held bound and captive by generational curses. We break it, yes, by the authority of the living God. We have the authority to say something. You did say, hallelujah, if you say to the mountain to uproot yourself and be cast into yonder sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but believe that the things you say shall come to pass, you shall have just what you say. That's your word, dear God, in Jesus' name. So we pray against these generational curses, and we pray that they are loosed from these people, Lord God, that they have lied to in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, hallelujah, that, Lord God, people will begin to hear, Lord God, encouragement from the power of your word in the name of Jesus, and they'll begin to say out of their mouth, deception, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Devil, get out of my life, get out of my family's life, get off my property, off my territory, at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You said in Luke 10, praise God, that you've given us authority. And we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that we'll begin to be the children. And I said, I like how you say to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And my understanding of the acceptable year of the Lord is when your people, your servants, your born-again believers begin to walk and talk and live like Christ in Jesus' name. We lift up our leaders everywhere, our president, vice president, Lord God, the cabinet. We pray, Lord God, for those in authority and leadership everywhere. We pray for the leaders of CDC, the leaders of the security. Lord God, we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our military. Lord God, our armed forces, Lord God. We pray for our veterans in the name of Jesus. We pray for, Lord God, those that are yet, Lord God, suffering in Afghanistan. We pray for deliverance in the name of Jesus. And you deal with every devil that's fighting against people, Lord God. God, deal with the unrest in that area in the name of Jesus. Remember, Lord God, those that have been in the path of the storm and have lost everything. We pray that people will come together and continue to give in Christ Jesus to help, even if they don't have but $10, $25. Do something to help somebody else in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh, Lord God, for those that are dealing with fires and their homes and everything have been burned up. God, I pray that the eyes of mankind will open and say, it's time for me to get myself together. God, have mercy upon us. Help us to be led by your presence, Lord God, your Holy Spirit. Help us, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Help us to have mercy and compassion on others. And, Lord God, do what we can to be a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. In the name of Jesus. Remember, Lord God, our health care providers, our medical staff in Christ Jesus, they're, Lord God, they're taxed, and we pray for strength and covering over each one of them in their areas in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that they'll be focused, Lord God, and they'll not lose, Lord God, focus while they're trying to care for those that are in desperate need of help in the name of Jesus. We pray that your anointing will go forth, and fight for those that are not able to fight. Somebody's in, Lord God, ICU, CCU, Lord God, intensive care. Lord God, we pray, oh God, that the sword of the Spirit with your anointing go forth and loose them, Lord God. Set them free. Heal, set free, save, and deliver in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. There's nothing too hard for you. And, Father God, so much else we can say. We lift up, Lord God, our children everywhere in Christ Jesus' name. We pray for the parents, Lord God, that we'll be better parents, Lord God, better grandparents, better great-grandparents. God, set the example to show them that there is a better way. Oh, my God, have mercy. The enemy has seemed to have blinded so many people. They feel like they got to go and don't wear nothing. They just act all kind of buffoonery. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that these people will come to the knowledge of the truth in Christ Jesus' name. I lift up people everywhere, and I thank you, Heavenly Father, for this time, hallelujah, that you allow us to come together. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, we're coming to you because people are in desperate need of help. There are those that are lost, Lord God. There are those that are hurting, those that are in pain, those that, Lord God, been lied to and believe that they have to stay in this bondage of addictions and strongholds and identity issues and immoral sex behaviors. God, in the name of Jesus, the devil is a liar. And I pray that people will realize it's time, hallelujah, for a change. And the only way they're going to get that change is to ask you for help. We pray against mind disorders in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you for what you're doing this evening, Father God. We bless you. We praise you. Thank you for your presence on this line. Thank you for your presence in these anointed vessels and even those that come on the line, Lord God, that may not say anything, but we pray, God, that they'll know that, yes, you're still on the throne. You still see everything. Nothing has caught you by surprise. And you're still working things out. You are still for us. You love us so much that you're willing to give us the kingdom, Lord God. And the best thing that you've given us was your Son, our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I love you, dear Father God. I lift up the woman of God who continued to come on this line and open it up that we might meet with you. I love you, Father God. I give your name the praise. Let your Holy Spirit continue to intercede for each one of us. It's in the precious and holy and righteous name of Jesus that I pray the prayer of faith with expectation, and my faith said it is already done. I love you, Father. I bless you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, the great I am, mighty counselor, Prince of Peace, he that was and is and shall ever be. Father, we come tonight asking you for grace and mercy, asking that you forgive us of every sin, known, unknown, secret sin, sins of omission and commission. And God, as you forgive us, God, help us to forgive those, God, who have trespassed against us, dear God. We ask in the name of Jesus that we lift up the name of Jesus everywhere we go. We pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we not get caught up in the height of the day, because you're still God, and you are still doing miracles, and you are still God. You have not moved, Father, but we have. We have moved from you. We have moved out of the position, God, that you placed us in. But my prayer is that we look to the hills from which cometh our help, and know that our help cometh from you. In times like this, God, we need a savior. In time like this, God, we need a new attitude. In times like this, we need to turn around, Father God. For all of us, God, have gone astray and moved in another direction. But because, hallelujah, we know who our God is, God, we're never going to stray from you or your presence. So I ask right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that we begin to look to the hill from which cometh our help, and know, God, that our help cometh from you. Know, God, that you are God in the time of trouble. Know that you are God in the time of peace. Know that you are the God in the time of war. Know that you are God in the time of this pandemic. Know that you are God forever and ever, and you rule and you reign and you watch over us. Father, first of all, I just want to thank you for being a healer. Because, God, you've proven yourself over and over, regardless of what the doctors say. You proved yourself and showed that you was God and that you were still a healer, Jehovah Rapha, still in the healing business. You never move and you never change. So regardless of what it looking like, even in our families, even as we pray, help us, Father God, not to focus on what the enemy is doing. But the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And God, if he can take our faith, if he can take our focus, he can get us focused on the problem rather than the solution. And you are the solution, dear God. Hallelujah. You are the problem solver. You are God. So help us, God, to come back to our first love. Help us, Father God, before we take any other report, that we get on our knees and get the report of the Lord God. Hallelujah. Help us, Father God, to always seek you and seek you first in the midst of trials and tribulations, in the midst of what the enemy is doing, in the midst of everything. And Father, we just praise you and we honor you. Because you said in your word, Isaiah 61, for the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has set me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. So, Father, we lift up those that are bound tonight, those that are bound by any addictions, Father God. It can be cigarettes. It can be drugs. It can be sex. It can be a lot of things. But, God, whoever is bound up and have allowed other distractions to come in and take their focus off of you, God, I pray that they be released from those bondages right now in Jesus' name. Father God, for those that are sick, God, you say we are healed by your stripes, God. It's already done. I pray that it be manifested now in Jesus' name. Upon those, God, that need a healing tonight of any type, God, I pray in the name of Jesus. God, as you send your word to heal us, I pray that we receive that word. And I pray that we walk by faith and not by sight, that we call those things that be not as if they were. Because, God, earlier last week, I was walking in my feelings and how I felt. And, God, it was weighing me down. But I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for freeing up my mind. I thank you that that mind that be in Christ Jesus be in us. Because, God, we are human. We're in these human bodies. And sometimes we get turned around. Sometimes we get tired. Sometimes we get weary. But, God, we're going to get up fighting. And we're going to come out stronger because you are God. And above you, not, there are none others. Help us, God, to know that we are human. But help us to know more than that, that we are spirit having a human experience, God. And that sometime in this flesh, God, the devil will come in like a flood. But help us to know, Father God, that you never move. And if there is moving done, we have moved away from you, not you from us. And we can call upon that name of Jesus, that name that is above every name that's named in heaven and in earth. So, Father God, I do lift up all of those that's bound now, even by demonic and foul spirits. I ask that you set them free. Set them free, God, by the renewing of their mind and by that word, God, that will come in and cleanse them and wash them, dear God, in Jesus' name. There's so much going on in the world, and you said it would be, because you said in the last days these things would pass, but you say the end is not yet. And therefore, Father God, we are to pray without ceasing. We are to seek your face while it's day. We are to stay in the race, God, until you come, in the name of Jesus. So help us, God, during this time to stay focused, to stand. You are our strength. You are our strong tower. We can't do it without you, but we can do all things through you that strengthens us. So, Father God, I just thank you for your word. I thank you that your word will not come back to you void, God. It's going to accomplish everything that it sent out to do. I thank you for the people, Father God, that's praying without ceasing. I know we are praying on this prayer line, but, God, there are a lot of people praying. There are a lot of prayer lines going on. And I thank you, Father, for two or three are gathered in your name, asking for anything, God, it shall be done. So I know, Father God, with all of the prayers that are coming up to you right now, that you're going to move on our behalf. I believe that you're going to move in this pandemic, dear God, in the name of Jesus, because you said whatever we ask in Jesus' name, it shall be done. So we're asking you to move, God. Asking you to move. God, you know, sometimes as human, we do crazy things. We pray to you. Father, by Sunday, we pray to you about the pandemic. We ask you for a cure. We ask you to give those leaders, God, wisdom. We ask you, Father God, and you sent the cure. And now we're rejecting the very thing that we prayed for. Help us, Father God, to stand rooted and grounded in you. Help us to have faith, not in the vaccine, God, not even in man, but in you. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that we just think about it. God, think about what we're doing. And when we come to you and ask, and you answer us, we don't want it the way you give it. But God, I am praying not only for that, but for love, God, that we love one another as you've loved us. Because God, everything that's going on is not just about me, but it's about all of us. We're in this thing together. So help me to love my brother enough to want to protect him. Help me to love my sister enough to want to cover her. Help us to love one another with that same love that Jesus gave us, that he gave his life, that we might have life. And Father, that's going on right now where other people are affecting other people simply because it's my right. It's my choice. But help us, Father God, not to be lovers of self, because that's what's going on. But God, help us to be the church. Help us to be the body of Christ. Help us to be your people, Father God, that would stand firmly rooted and grounded in love and standing on your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying. We are praying, Father God, that you will come in our midst and give us peace. So many things are going on. People are being killed. God, they're being killed by even the people that's supposed to love them. Mothers are killing their children. Parents are killing their children. Children are killing their parents. No real love. And Father God, help us. Help us, Father God, to love one another. Help us, Father God, to pray so that some changes can come into this world. Help us to be the light. Help us to be the light. Because, God, we're getting caught up in the height as well as the world. And, God, I know that sometimes things are to bother us. But help us to keep our peace. Help us to keep our focus. Help us, God, to know that you're still God, that you still rule, and that you still reign. And this is a great time, God, for you to show yourself for who you really is, God, in the name of Jesus. So help us to live a godly and righteous life before you, dear God. Help us to train up our children, God, that they will be respectful, that they will live a life for you, Father God. Raise them up the way they will go. We pray for all leaders, Father, because they got a great task. They're criticized if they do this, and they're criticized if they don't. But I pray, Father God, for righteousness in our government. I lift up the president and the vice president and all of those that work with him, Republicans and Democrats. Help us, Father God, to be on one accord. Help us to work for the greatness of the country, dear God, in Jesus' name. And help us not to be so quick to judge, because we don't know what we would do in that situation. It's not an easy task. So we pray for them. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. And we pray for godly people, God, to be in office now in Jesus' name. We pray for America. We pray, God, that we will be one. We are praying, Father God, that we will be a people that love you. I hear a lot where they say, let's go back to the way it was when we was one. We've never been one, Father God, because some of the people have been exempt from a lot of stuff. So I'm praying for America now, that we will come together as one, that we will get on one accord, Father God, that we will love you without ceasing, and we will be fair to one another, treating each other as equals, dear God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just ask your grace and your mercy upon the United States and upon your people. We pray and believe, Father God, for a change, and we ask that you have your way. And we love you, Father, because you first loved us. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who died for us that we might have life and have it abundantly. So thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I have to change things around because I have to remember that Brother Black has his 15 minutes, so I'm going to change that up. Mother McCormick can put you behind Brother Black so that way he can bring his 15 minutes that we have in these last 2 months. We've been doing 15 minutes and going resuming right back to prayer. So at this time, Brother Black, Minister Black.
Amen. God bless everybody. 15 minutes. Thank you, Lord. It's so short, but at the same time, if we utilize it correctly, it's long. So I just thank God. First, I do want to apologize. I haven't gotten any sleep. Saturday night, I was up 11:30 p.m., and I stayed up for like 19 hours, washed 3 loads of clothes. All things begin to happen. And we got 2 services yesterday. I got home at 6:30. I text Pastor BJ and said, I'm going to hang on as long as I can. And the message failed. And so I was on the line for a few minutes. I fell asleep, and when I woke up, the DJ was saying, Brother Black was on the line, and he usually say something. And even in that, before everybody hung up, I fell back to sleep. I was like, oh, my God, so I apologize. And so I'm going to get with the righteousness of God. God said, speak about the righteousness of God. I said, okay, God, with the help of the Holy Ghost. And God began to show me some things, and he gave me the message immediately, and I kept going over it. And the first thing was, what is the righteousness of God? The righteousness of God is the expression of his holiness, which means he is good. Good means excellent in Hebrew. He is separate. He is one and has all power. Isaiah chapter 55:8 says, thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. For as high as the heaven is to the earth, so are my thoughts from your thoughts and my ways from your ways. We're talking about the righteousness of God. Okay, Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Psalms 51:5 says, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. There's no righteousness in us. Our righteousness, the Bible says, is like a filthy rag. That's the best we can do. Still no good. There's nothing good that dwelleth in the flesh, the Bible says. Oh, my God. Nothing. No good thing. We need a redeemer. And when I was laying on my bed and I was going over this, okay, I'm going ahead of myself. Galatians 3:13 says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For as it is written, curses everyone who hangs on the tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on us through Jesus Christ. Or the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. We are the Gentiles, but now we're spiritual Jews, that we all might receive the realization of the promise of the Holy Spirit. Abraham's seed, we're in Jesus Christ. We're under the covenant of grace. After Jesus Christ, we can receive the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now The thing is, Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And when I thought about the law in the New Old Testament, for example, if you take two goats and one, God said, you shed that goat's blood for the atonement of Israel's sins. The other goat, the high priest lay hands on that goat, transferring of the sins of Israel into that goat. Then you let that goat escape out into the wilderness, and that goat live out there forever, not to enter in the land where the children of Israel reside any longer. Jesus became a scapegoat, because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, for he made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. The Bible also says, but God commended his love toward us, yet while we were sinners, Christ died for us. We need a redeemer. But after we heard all of this, how do we receive the righteousness of God? Well, Romans 10, verses 9 and 10 says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Because Jesus died on the cross, because we couldn't find a way out. When we called upon his name and we were sliding in the muck and the mire, the slippery rock, he picked us up, turned us around, put our feet on his rock, solid ground, established our ways, and put a new song in our mouth, cleaned us up, filled us with the Holy Ghost. Yes. And now we live for him. We worship him. We don't cross every T and dot every I, but we're forgetting those things that are behind us, and we're pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus, doing more and more of his will and less of our will on a daily basis, communing with him, pressing to dwell in his secret place, being fed our daily bread every day, living according to his word. And if we fall, get back up and get in that race. It's not given to the swift or the strong, but those who endure to the end. We will see him. And we're under the blood, utterly submerged. I thank you for your time. My time is up.
My Lord, praise God. What a powerful word. But yes, we say on the 15 minutes, we don't go back into the remarks because we have to keep on with the prayers. But that was powerful. Praise the Lord. Mother McCormick?
Praise the Lord. Praise him. I just thank God for Brother Black. Made me think about my life. Thank you, Jesus. Get up. Don't stay there. Get up. Thank God for everyone that have already prayed. And I'm going to touch and agree with each and every one that have already prayed on tonight. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, God, we come before you. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. We just want to thank you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength. We want to thank you for your love and kindness. We want to thank you, Lord God, for your tender mercy. We want to thank you, Heavenly Father God, for giving us the joy that we have, Lord God. Because we know, God, that that is the fruit of the Spirit. When we were born again, we have all of that in us, but we have to realize that we have to act on our joy. We have to act on these things. For God, we thank you, Lord God, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you, Heavenly Father God, for your gentleness. We thank you for our change of heart and a change of mind. We thank you for your shedding of your blood. We thank you for peace. We thank you, Lord God, for understanding, and we thank you for wisdom. We thank you for that discerning of the Spirit. Thank you for faith, hope, compassion. We thank you, Lord God, for your anointed, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your anointing us to be able to go forward, to be able to stand, to be able to do the things that we can't do ourselves. Without you, Lord, I can do nothing. So, God, I thank you right now, Lord God. And, God, I pray, Lord God, for your people everywhere, Lord God, because there's so many, like all everyone have already said, there is so much to pray about. And, God, when we look around, we see how things are tonight, Lord God. We see, God, that you got it all in control. So all we have to do is do like the woman God said on last night, just stand and trust in Jesus. So, God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to keep our focus and keep our mind on you, Lord God. When things come in our way, help us to always remember what the words say in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray, Lord God, for people, Lord God, that's going through different problems and those that might not have a place to stay. And there may be some out there don't have no food on the table, even though there's a lot of things are going on with people getting food, but there's still some people that don't have that food. There are people that don't have a place to stay. So, God, we pray for these people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord God, to look down on those that sick in their body on tonight. Even though, God, we know that you're yet healing, we know that you're healing by the time that we are, as we speak right now, you are healing somebody right now in the name of Jesus. But, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do, because you're doing great things before our eyes that we don't even realize that you're doing behind the scenes. You are doing some great things. And so we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus, because we know that your word tells us that in John 5 and 14 and 15 say, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hear us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have that petition that we have asked of him. So I just thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace, that we can find help in a time of need. Grace, let me say that right. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may attain grace and retain mercy and find grace in a time of need. So, God, we just thank you, Lord God, because I want to be able, when I say things, I want to say it in the right way, even though sometimes we may mess up, but we can get it right. So, God, I just want to say thank you on tonight, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord, and I pray right now, God, for people, Lord God, that's going through situation in their homes tonight. I pray, Lord God, for those that's sick in their body. I pray, Heavenly Father, for those that's going through COVID tonight, Lord Jesus. Look down on them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for those that's going through blood pressure tonight, those that's going through a mind problem, those that's going through diabetes, those that's going through kidney problem tonight, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for those that's going through arthritis tonight, Father. Lord God, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Look on those that's going through a heart problem in the name of Jesus. I know, God, that you made them. You know all about it, Lord God. You know everything on our body. You know you made the whole entire body, and you know all about it in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray, Lord God, for the body right now in the name of Jesus, because I know there's nothing too hard that you can't do for your people in the name of Jesus. I pray, Heavenly Father God, for those that might be going through allergy, Lord God. God, I ask you to touch them, Lord God. I ask you to give them strength, Lord God, to be overcomer, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because you said, God, with your stripes, that we are already healed. So we claim healing in the liver right now as we speak in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Lord God, for those that's going through an eye problem. We ask you to touch the eye right now, Lord God, that they will be able to see spiritual-wise as well as natural in the name of Jesus. Lord, look down on those that's going through counsel on tonight. We bind up that demon of counsel, and we plead the blood of Jesus on it right now in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to look down on those that might be going through a fever tonight. They may be going through a constipation or some kind of way or they can't exactly go and use the bathroom like they desire to. And I pray for that situation because that is a horrible situation. I pray that you are touched right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, look on your people, Lord. There's so many sickness that people are going through, but we know, God, that you is our strength in a time of need. You are our strength. You are everything that we need because your word says so. Your word tells us to trust in, you said in Psalm 62 and 8, trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is our refuge, Selah. So, God, we got to trust you. Like the sister said, we have to trust you when we can't even trace you in the name of Jesus. So we got to continue to trust you and rely on you for whatever we go through. We got to realize that you are our help in a time of need. So, God, we just want to thank you, Lord, because your word is letting us know we can always come to you. We can always look to you. We can look to the hills from which coming our help. And we know all our help comes from you on tonight. You made us, and you know all about us. And we pray, Lord God, for the government. We pray for the police tonight. We pray for those that are in the grocery store, those that's working the ushers in the church. We pray for them in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for the body of Christ as a whole, God. We pray, Lord God, for that situation. We pray, Lord God, for the waitress. That's what I meant to say. We pray for the waitress that work on these jobs, Lord God, how they go how they go to people and wait on people, and how sometimes they may have, some people might have an attitude when they try to wait on it in some kind of way. Either the usher might have, I keep saying usher. Lord, look on the usher, whoever they is, in the name of Jesus. But the waiter, we pray for them in the name of Jesus. Something might be going on as they go up to the person to be able to wait on them in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just ask you, Lord God, to just have mercy. Just have mercy on us all with all these things that's happening in the world today. And we know that your word says, your word, we have to just stand on that word. No matter what come or go, we just got to realize that the word is telling us in Psalms 107 and 20 said he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So we just got to believe and stand faith in the word of God, because the Bible said now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So God, we just thank you. We love you, Lord. We thank you for your son Jesus that shed that sin and blood back on Calvary Cross. We thank you for your son that died for us, and we just thank you for that blood that you shed for us, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. You are a loving God. You are our strength. You are our peace. You are everything that we need, and that's why you always tell us. That's why you always tell your people. As I continue to pray for the whole world, as I continue to pray tonight for everybody in the world. I can't call out everybody's name, but as I continue to pray for the whole world, what you just said in Matthew 11 and 28 and 30, where you are calling people. You are calling us now. You have said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. So you are calling people to come to me. And you said you were in no wise cast them away. You will in no wise cast them away. If they just come, if they just get into that word, if they can get in that word and seek your face and call on your name, you will in no wise cast away. And you will help them with a burden because they can't carry that burden alone. So, Father, we come in the name of Jesus tonight praying for the world as a whole, that you will touch, you will have mercy on people, you will send for total, complete healing and deliverance. That this sickness and that this disease will soon be done, will be a done deal in the name of Jesus. So God, we just go to believe you. We just go to cast all those cares on you, and because we know God that you care for, we just go to ask you to rain on your people and let them realize, God, that you is a healer and you is a deliverer, God. And whatever they need, all they got to do is trust in you. All they got to do is come to you. You will work it out. You'll open the door. You'll make a way when it seems no way can be made. You able to open these doors. You're able. You have the key. You have the key to open doors, and you have the key to close these doors. So, God, I pray in the Hayaboshikeraboshande. But God, I pray in the Sunday. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will just have mercy on the world of people down into the small babies. Touch them all, God. There are so many things are going on in this world. But God, we put it all in your hands on tonight. And God, when we put it in your hands, God, help us to let it stay there. You work it out, God. You work the situation out in the name of Jesus. Because you said in Isaiah 59:1, behold, the Lord's hand is not short that it cannot save, neither is his ears heavy that it cannot hear. He hears everything, and he sees everything. So, Father, we thank you right now for this prayer. We bind up every spirit, everything that's not like you. We bind it in the name of Jesus, that you, Lord God, would send for a total, complete healing, that you would turn things around in your time. And we thank you, Lord, for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord for prayer. Thank God. We're going to have Pastor Betty, praise the Lord, to pray, and then Mother Alexander. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before thee right now, and I touch and agree with everything that everybody has already said. So I'm going to try not to repeat what they say, Father. But I'm going to go over this prayer list that was given unto me last night, Father God. I believe that when we pray, you hear our prayers, Lord God. I believe that when I pray, you hear my prayers, Lord God. So I'm going to thank you for the things that are on this list, Father God. We're going to start with Sister Kamalisa. Hallelujah, praying for transitioning of her careers and her family and her rest, Father God, and her pray directions for her, Lord God, and for her daughter, with Mother McCormick, with her sister with dementia. Father God, we know you to be a mind regulator. Hallelujah, and she believed you for her healing. So we believe you for her healing, and we pray concerning those nieces, Father God. We pray whatever the underlying problem is, that you bring it to the surface, Lord God. And I pray again for Mother McCormick, that she rest in her prayers. She rests in believing that you heard her when she prayed the first time. And we expect to see the manifestation of those prayers, Father God. I pray for the sister with the COPD, Father God, that you clear and clean her lungs, Lord God. And we speak healing. We continue to pray. And we thank you for Deacon Burton, that he walked in using some device yesterday, but walked out on his own free will. We pray for Pastor Burton and encourage Kay also, Father God. Whatever Kay's need is, we continue to pray for Pastor Bird. Hallelujah. Her transition, I believe, is going to be from renter to ownership. Hallelujah. God bless the child that got his own. God made us the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. And we continue to pray for her sister, that miracle that's going to walk out that hospital and give God the glory. Testify of the goodness of Lord. Let his light shine through her. We pray her strength. We pray Pastor Bird's strength. And we expect to see the manifestation of the prayers. Hallelujah. We also pray for Mother Sims. In the name of Jesus, we pray against that cancer that she has. And she was so encouraging on last night. We pray for her family. We continue to pray, and we come against her kidney problems. We pray for the city of Charlotte and all the other cities. We come against this spirit of lawlessness. There's a murderous spirit in the land. But all these things are to be in the last day. But Father, but you. Hallelujah. You said the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So we stand in the gap for those that can't stand in the gap for themselves. We stand in the gap for this government, this lawmaker, Father God. And we pray for those that are bereaved, whom COVID has come against, whom violence has come against, whose sickness has come against. And Father God, we rejoice in those that are going home to you. Hallelujah. We give you all the honor and the glory. I pray for every household that's represented on this prayer line, Father God. And I pray, Lord God, and I thank you that your will should be done. I thank you, Lord God, that all we got to do is trust you. And I ask that you teach us to trust you even the more so. During these times that we're going through now, it can either make us or break us. We can either be blessed or we can be cursed. The choice is ours, and every day you give us that choice to live or to die, to curse or to be blessed. And, Lord, Father, we chose to live, and we chose to be blessed, and we chose to be a blessing. Hallelujah. I just ask that we remember your word. We can speak your word, but I pray that we take this word to heart. Be it according to our faith. Be it according to the way we trust you. Be it according. We believe the word. We believe you. Now we got to trust it, completely stand on it. I pray this prayer and all prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Father God. Lord, we thank you today, Lord, for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray for the fatherless sons, Lord God. I pray for the widows, Lord God. For your word said, Lord God, if we pray, help us to remember, Lord, that prayer is the key, Lord Jesus. I pray for brothers and sisters, those that know and those that don't know, all over, Lord God. Those that stand in faithfully on your word, Lord, I'm standing with them and praying, Lord God, because I know your word said, Lord God, that whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. You give us authority and dominion here in this earth. Lord God, help us to stand faithful and know who we really are in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for watching over our sons and daughters, our great-grands, our grands, Lord God, because we know you's the only one that keep them, Lord. Ask you, Father God, to keep a hedge around them, Lord. Let them continue to stand, Lord God, because, Father, you are the only way, Heavenly Father. There is no other God but you. No other way but you, Lord God. And Lord, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we give you honor, Lord God. According to the promises, Lord God, you tell us in 2 Chronicles 7:14, you said, if we pray, turn from our wicked ways. Help us to know, Lord God, that the key you gave us is prayer. Help us to know that we can stand boldly and proclaim the victory, Lord God, because your word said, whatever we bind on earth. So we're binding up sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. We don't have to be succumbed to disease and aches and pain. We bind that foul spirit up, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. And it's in Jesus' name we claim victory in our lives. Hayarubushata. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. Thank you for mercy and grace in our life, Lord God. Thank you for being the Lord of our life, Heavenly Father, because you are the only deliverer, Lord God. There is no other. There is no other God but you, Lord God, that can deliver, Lord God. And according to the promises, Heavenly Father, your word is what we're standing on. For Jesus paid a price for us. We are more than conquerors. We are children of mighty God. Help us to know that when we stand boldly and proclaim the victory that is already ours. For Lord, you are the only giving God. There is no other living God but you, Lord God. And we know your word stands, Father God. I pray for those that is in authority, Lord God. President, Vice President, Lord, give them wisdom, Lord, and let them stand faithful, Lord God, and make the right choice in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, your promise is said, pray for those that is in authority. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for being the Lord of all our life, Lord God, because we come boldly to the throne of grace, standing in the gap for brothers and sisters all over, Lord God. We come in knowing that you are a God that hears our cry. hear our prayer when we stand in the gap for one another, stand boldly and proclaim the victory that's already ours. We bind the works of the enemy that come against the prayer line in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that is in authority, Lord. We pray for the head of the prayer line, Lord God, that you continue to keep our Lord God. Continue to strengthen our Lord God, that she will stand boldly in the precious name of Jesus. No sickness, no disease, no aches, no pain. We binding these things up and casting it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because according to the promises, Lord God, by your stripes, we are healed. And according to your promise, Heavenly Father, you said you take away sickness from the midst of us. We believe, Father God. We believe that if you said it, that's it. There's no other question about it. Believe you by faith. Stand by faith, because this is what you gave us, Lord. You gave us promises that no man can break. Because if you said it, Lord, we believe it. We stand faithful on your word. There is no other God but you, Lord God, and we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise, because there is none like you. You are the Lord of all, Lord God. You created everything, Heavenly Father. Nothing in this hurt surprised you, and nothing that's going on in this world today surprised you. But I pray that matters, pray over the children and stand faithful on the word of God. Because nothing in this world is more powerful than the word of God. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for who you are in our life, Lord God. Thank you for keeping a hedge over our sons and daughters, Lord God. Wherever they are, Heavenly Father, we thank you for keeping them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Glory be unto the Most High God. We praise God for all the prayers that went forth thus far. Praise God. We're going to get ready for our prayer request. I'm going to open the lines, but I'm going to open the line of the prophet first as we do the rest of them. If she's still there, I'm not sure. Well, let me see. And in the meantime, any prayer requests that you have, we're going to ask you to get ready to share that with us. Praise the Lord. I'm not seeing that number, so I'm trying to see if she's still here. Oh, my goodness. She's already dropped off. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the power of the prayer and the word that came forth us tonight, also with our brother. Praise the Lord, and we'll respond on that another time because we're going to be fair to everybody. There's Pastor at the top. And I started at the bottom. I do apologize. Pastor Bird, before we take any prayer requests, did the Lord put anything in your spirit? Pastor Bird?
No. And I'm eating, so just forgive me tonight.
Oh, no, no. That's fine. I just wanted to know whether you had anything, because I know you have to get off sometime early, but I didn't want to miss it just in case something tonight was on your heart. Praise the Lord.
No. Thank you.
Okay, then glory to God. Praise the Lord. Any prayer requests now? We're going to take the prayer requests and taking to anyone that heard the word last night. I pray you can, anytime we hear it, but even some things that God blessed last night, definitely take it to heart. And some things that was even said in the prayers today and that word that even came forth with Brother Black. So keep those in our hearts as we continue to seek out the face of the Lord on the behalf of others, as God's grooming us and growing us as well, so we can be stronger and more fortified in the spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. At this time, if there's none, I have a two, well, maybe three. We have a relative of ours. His name is James. We call him Pete. He had to have his leg amputated today. So we're praying. The doctors did say from his daughter that the circulation now in his body is doing great after the amputation. We pray there won't be no infections, no problems, or nothing else that comes up. So we're just asking you to pray for James Lorick. We're also asking you to pray for who else that was had on here? Somebody else I thought had in here for the pray today. Mother Alexander, I think she got a one of her co-laborers to pray for him. I can't remember what you said his name was.
No, that's Mitch. He passed away.
Yes. Pray for his family. That you can go ahead and share that request.
Huh?
What is his name again? What is his name?
Missy.
Again.
Captain Missy.
I thought I had it right, but I wasn't sure. I didn't want to say it wrong. Captain Missy, to pray for him. He was only like in his 40s, you said, one of her co-laborers in the gospel. Yeah. Pray for him, his family. And there was one other person, but I can't remember who that is right now. It'll come back to mind. Praise the Lord. Another apostle that's also to pray for him, the that's coming through COVID, and my understanding, without saying his name out or whatever I just said, Pastor had said that he's gone through the pneumonia part of it, but it's still yet just praying for him to rise back up, and God bless and use him as an anointed man of God. So we want to pray that God continue to bless and use him continuously in the gospel, and praying against anything else that will hold him from, keep him, glory to God, from doing the will of the Lord. We rebuke Satan from coming against him. So anyone else?
Yes, this is Pastor Mitchell. I'd like you guys to be in agreement with me about my sister who lost her husband, just that she would grieve in a healthy manner, you know, and that God would get the glory, and Romans 8:28 would operate in her grieving process. Thank you so much.
Praise God. We've been keeping that prayer up every week, so bless the Lord. Thank God for you coming on to say so. So you heard her sister that we have been praying about, that, you know, like she had lost her husband, we've been praying for him. But then after he lost his battle, we're keeping the sister, the wife lifted up in the family. And Pastor, them, you just got back from there. Was it last night, yesterday?
Yeah, I just got back this morning, and I've spoken with her 2 to 3 times, and she keeps, like, when I talk, we talk, she break down. She just, you know, she keep breaking down on the phone, like, you know, and so I just wanted to ask you guys to keep her lifted up in prayer, you know? That emotions won't take over, and she would allow the Spirit of the Lord to keep her lifted up.
Praise the Lord. Well, okay, we'll ask Mother, we'll let to take that prayer, Mother Alexander, to take the prayer with the apostle that we were saying this, I think he's in Fayetteville. To be raised back up from that COVID. And Brother Black, you can take the prayer request for the family of Captain Missy, the co-worker, co-laborer that was with Mother Alexander. Take that request. While I'm signing those, does anybody else have one before we close?
Praise the Lord.
Okay, then, Sister Carrie.
Yes, good night. Before I go any further, I want to share a testimony with you guys. I'm filing for my green card to stay in the States. And just the other day, last week at least, they sent my work permit to me, but it was sent to a different location. When I called in for prayer, and Mother Alexander prayed for me. And, you know, I was in agreement with her prayers. And thank God my work permit was returned to me. I want to say thank God for that, because if it wasn't for him, none of this would have happened. So I want to praise and give him all the glory. I am so happy. So
praise the Lord.
I'd like
that was
you guys to keep me in mind. I have another mission to do, which my appointment for them to get my green card will be on the 21st, which is next week. So keep me in your prayers, in agreement, and pray that God will give me favor. Pray for my family, my 2 children, and I pray that one day we can, you know, reunite together we could see each other, spend time, have fun, you know, pray for my family, even pray for my patient here. You know, sometimes she's on and off. Sometimes, you know, she can tend to, you know, be angry, getting so upset with her, you know, talking back at her, even though I know she can't do better, but I pray that God would heal her and, you know, give me patience with her, strengthen me, give me love to show her love. You know, her daughter and her daughter has the COVID and her granddaughter. So I, you know, hoping you guys would pray for them that God would heal them and strengthen them. In Jesus' name.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. So, praise God, Mother McCormick. We can take give you that prayer. It's a lot. But in the meantime, Mother Willette, we're going to have you go ahead and pray for Pastor Mitchell's sister. That lost her husband, still going through grief and a lot of other things that she's hurting by. So, and also, we're going to go ahead and take those prayer requests. I mean, go ahead and do that now, praise God, before time get away from it. I want those requests to go ahead and be prayed for now, praise the Lord. So, Mother, we'll let you take that one, and then we also know we got two, three more after that, so.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Father God, in the precious and holy and righteous name of Jesus, thank you so much, Lord God, that you care about our concerns, that you've heard the request regarding Sister Carrie's.
No. Mother, you're supposed to be praying for Pastor Mitchell's sister grieving. She lost her husband. Yeah.
Father, in Christ Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, and we thank you for the request that Pastor Mitchell has given us regarding her sister, Lord God. And, Lord God, we know you know the circumstance regarding the loss of her sister's husband. So we pray for her sister in Christ Jesus' name. And we're in agreement with Pastor Mitchell. She said that her desire is that her sister will grieve in a healthy manner. And I know that's your will also, Father God. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're able, Lord God, to just wrap your loving arms around her. You're able, Lord God, to comfort her in a manner. And I pray, God, hallelujah, that her relationship is with you and that she, Lord God, the Holy Spirit will put in her remembrance that, Lord God, you will be that person in her life that she needs. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, and we realize as human beings, those that we love, yes, we will miss them. But if their life was hid in Christ, Lord God, this this momentary suffering is not to even be compared to the glory that we'll be able to experience when we get to be with you. So we pray, God, that you will comfort Pastor Mitchell's sister in Christ Jesus' name and give her the strength that she need to make it through, Lord God, the loss of her husband. And know that, Lord God, that you're, I just pray that you open up her heart and let her receive the comfort that she needs and the mercy and grace that she needs during this time. Help her, Lord God, and we'll continue to give your name the praise for what you're doing. Thank you for the power of your word that you want the very best for us, and you can provide that. Bless them all in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay, Pastor Hubbard, you had gave me this one name. No, you say he's Pastor?
Apostle in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Apostle Ford.
Pastor Ford.
Yeah, Ford. And
okay.
Then you also could pray for Cousin Pete with the amputation of his leg. Pastor Ford coming through COVID. He's still in the hospital, though.
Okay. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's get doubling that. Okay. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we bring one of your servants before you, Lord God. Pastor Ford, Lord God. Lord, he already know who you are, and he is one of yours, Father God. All I have to ask, Heavenly Father, is that you strengthen the inner man in him, that he knows that no matter what goes on, he's a man of God. He have the authority and the dominion to keep on pushing on. Bind up anything that come against him to let him lay aside, Lord God. Bind up those spirits that try to come against his feet. Lord God, you know all all and you see all, that he is a man of God and he will stand in the name of Jesus. And Lord, this cousin that is going over this COVID, we thank you, Lord God, for bringing him out of that. Bringing him out of that disease, that sickness, that pestilence of trying to keep down people, Lord. We're binding it up right now. And we claim it that it loose this cousin of Pastor Ford, that it loose him.
No, my cousin.
Huh?
Pastor Ford is the one with COVID coming out of that, and my cousin is the one that had his leg amputated.
Oh, I thought Pastor Ford was the one with the leg. Okay,
no,
well, let's go back again. And we, God, you know who is who, Heavenly Father. So we're just asking you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to touch both of these men. Father, you know who your pastor is. And we know, Lord God, that if he stands faithful because he knows you, you already taking care of that. That COVID
Amen.
Got loose him. In the name of Jesus. And we cast that pestilence back to the pit where it belongs. And Lord, the one with the amputated leg, Lord God, Father God, give him strength and
Jesus.
Courage to know that he can keep on going on in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Strengthen the inner man in him, Lord God, that he'll stand. Regardless what the enemy try to do, he will stand. And that nothing arise in his body to let him lose his faith in you, knowing that you're a God that deliver and you're the God that heal. I pray, Lord God, that you touch his mind and let him know, Lord God, that nothing is impossible. In Jesus' name, I ask this for his brother, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Captain Missy is one of a lost
yes.
loved one?
Yeah, he's
yes.
a minister too.
Father God, we just lift up Captain Missy in the mighty name of Jesus, God.
His family.
Lord, we ask you to comfort, his family. We ask you to comfort
his family. Yeah, because he passed away.
Oh, he passed away. Thank you so much.
His mom.
Father, we lift up the family right now.
Yeah.
Ask you to comfort them, God. Console them, God. Lord, even through thoughts and imaginations, God. Lord, and feelings of this natural realm, God, and emotions, God. Lord, people go through, Lord, because of the earthly side, Lord, of us, God. But we ask, Lord, the things that are missing, the things, Lord, that they might have need of, God. Lord, the things, Lord, even of the loneliness, God. Well, I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit replace, be in his stead for the family, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, and fill that spot, God, with your glory in their hearts, God, knowing that he's in a better place than he was on earth. Yet people miss our loved ones, God. But, Lord, let the purpose come out. For why he's not here anymore. Let them rejoice, God, Lord, in you. For you said in your word, sorrow not, for we are not a people without hope, God. Let them see the bright side of this thing as they give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, Mother McCormick, for my sister, about her green card, she's going, you know, next week, she's, or whatever week it is, for the 25th. And like she said, for her family, and also patients with her patient as a caregiver.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you again. We ask you to look on Sister Carrie, look on her, that she will get her green card, that there will be no complication about it. And, oh, God, we pray that you will look on her children, her family. And, God, you will look on her children. You will keep them, Lord God, and help them to be obedient, to do the things that they're supposed to do and to be obedient to her. And, Father, we know that you see all condition that's going on in her life. We ask you to look down on her as she go forward with her job, with a patient that she has, that patient will come under suggestion. and be able, Lord God, to listen to her when she speaks to the patient, that she'll be able to care for the patient in the right way that it's supposed to be cared for. So, God, we just want to thank you right now, God, because we know, God, that you're able, Lord God, to do all of these things, because we know that your word says that he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So we, as we continue to pray about this situation, that she continue to give the lady a word that to be able to encourage her and let her know that she's right there to help her and not to hurt her in any way, but to help her to be able to go through the situation that she's going through. And we thank you, Lord God, that you will continue to encourage Carrie as she go forward with her life and do the work that you have sent her to do. And we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord again for the prayers and the prayer requests. As we get ready, glory to God, for our fourth Sunday, we also know, glory to God, that Pastor Mitchell, we thank God for her coming in on the line to tonight. We thank God for the prayer line that she has every day, Monday through Friday. And bless the Lord for it. We're looking forward to a dynamic word from the Lord. Praise God. And thank God again for Pastor Betty last night for what God has blessed her. So as we prepare for another dynamic move of the Lord, taking us to another realm in the Lord, we praise God for this woman of God. And also next week, on this next Monday, we know it's 15 minutes for Mother Alexander Evangelist for her 15 minutes for the month. And the following Monday, I believe, is what's her name? Evangelist Noel, if I'm not mistaken. If not, it might be Evangelist Brenda. I mean, Prophetess Benjamin. But before we hang up, we're going to find out if Pastor is still on the line, if she has anything that she'd like to share. Did God put something on her heart? Prophetess Mitchell? Did she step up
the line
already?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to speak. I'm just so glad to be able to connect with you. I look forward to connecting with you all more often. And I'll say what I believe God's been saying in this season is this is a season of movement. He wants us to be sober, vigilant, and diligent because he's needing our representation at this time, our hand, our feet, and our voice. And he wants us to cry out and spare not. Don't be afraid of the faces. Go forward, speak with boldness. So speak with boldness, undergirded in love. Thank you so much, Pastor, for giving me an opportunity to share.
Say that again. Sober, vigilant, and what now?
He wants us to be sober, vigilant, and diligent.
Thank you, Lord.
That is a powerful and a place of being cooperating. He said, he gave me three C's. He said, I need you to collaborate, cooperate, and stay connected to the vine in this time.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
That is powerful. Thank you. A message in itself.
I received that.
Yes. I got most of it. I go back and listen to it on the tape. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for you. Praise the Lord. Looking forward to hearing from you on the fourth Sunday. Praise the Lord. Amen. And thank you. It was a pleasure, blessing and pleasure to have you on tonight. Praise God.
Prophetess. DJ,
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to share something. Saturday was my birthday. I turned 55.
Oh, I know what's coming
I
now.
Had an excellent time.
Praise God. I started to say to Mother Alexander, to Brother Black and Sister Brenda's birthday this month, but I didn't get to say it out because I thought I had the wrong day. Oh, my God. Okay, go ahead. Well, praise God, my brother. And happy birthday to you in your younger years.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Praise
yes,
the Lord.
Yeah, I'm the baby.
Brenda's on the 18th or something like that might be. Okay. Happy birthday. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you and thank God for the word tonight. Glory to God on righteousness too, and so you continue to be the man of God that God has called you to be. Thank you for being a part of our lives here at the Divine Connection. Amen. Because he definitely divinely connected to us. Praise God. But it, without further ado, if that's the last of it, keep the prayers up. Glory to God. Going up those ones that we've been praying for continuously, as we always pray, not only just for our prayer warriors here, but all around the globe. So we praise God, too, for Pastor Mitchell and God's blessing. Glory to God, that ministry that she keeps going every Monday through Friday, every day at 1 o'clock. Our time, each time, is 1 o'clock, but it's 12 o'clock their time. So we thank God for you all, and we're going to say shalom, pray God's blessings upon you, angels be in camp. Glory to God, blood covering. Pray you have a marvelous and wonderful week till we get ready to meet again as life lasts on the next Monday night, which we'll say this Mother Alexander will be coming forth with her 15 minutes. And we praise God, as we just said, Mother Pastor Prophetess, glory to God, Mitchell, and we'll give you the lineup for the next hour. We love you. God bless you. What a mighty God we serve. Keep your eyes fixed on the Lord and stay faithful and obedient. And you just heard some encouraging words from Pastor Mitchell, what we need to do in this season, glory to God of movement. I definitely need to stay sober and alert, praise God, with discernment. We love you. Shalom. Angels be in camp, and have a marvelous and wonderful week. Amen. Amen.
I love
Shalom.
You. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom. I don't know who that was. Praise God. Amen. The Lord bless. Good night.
Good night.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Have a blessed one. Thank you.